You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's
yo,
go.
Yo,
let's
man,
go.
Jay Rick can do with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamal Fresh, that Cater Fresh from.
Yo, man, I got on Hennessy today. Something cheap, but I don't want to tell you niggas about it because I ain't got no money. But one thing about it is I did my graduation clearance today, so I will be graduating December.
You had to plug yourself, nigga. Look at you.
Man, I had to say something.
I got promoted at my job. I got a fun ass story to tell y'all too about this shit too. But like, yeah.
Do me a favor, man. Should I listen?
And remember, it ain't about what you heard; it's about what you listen to.
Alright. Watch out now,
you whack
motherfucker! Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
As always, your boy Jay Red, world greatest host, Josh Boshua, Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third people.
Dude, do you still call yourself dude with the fade?
Yeah.
This lies.
On my Twitter, it just say popping.
Oh, okay.
They don't say dude with the fade, they say popping.
We got a guest in the building.
Special motherfucking guest in the motherfucking building. Corey, you're going to have to talk in the mic the whole time.
Man, man, you know what I'm saying? One and all, you know what I'm saying? Co-man 601. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on all this shit, man.
Can't ban the co-man, bro.
Can't, man. I'm always going to be here.
He know how to talk in the mic. He a rapper.
For sure.
You a rapper?
Out there, you hear me?
Nah, I'm just playing, bro. How you feeling out there, bro? How you feeling,
I'm feeling good, man. You know what I'm saying? How everybody doing tonight, man?
We good, bro.
For sure, man.
Ain't no but us in this shit.
Talking podcast, man. What are everybody man, is out here listening?
If y'all didn't know, man, me and Corey, I mean, we was talking, we was rapping. I mean, not rapping, we was just talking, chopping it up. And he had thought we started recording already.
Oh, yeah, I got some exclusive footage that's going to go on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes footage, of, you know what I'm saying? So,
but shot, but it's crazy, though, like, Red say he used to rap in high school. I know you used to rap in high school.
You remember you rap?
Was it like
I ain't really rap in high school, man.
You ain't rap in high school.
You know what I'm saying? I had, you know what I'm saying, with playing around and shit. I wasn't dead shit.
When did you start rapping?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I recorded a little bit like back like when I was like 16 or whatever at my cousin studio he had at his house or whatever, but yeah. I wasn't like rapping, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like rap. You know, it was niggas in high school that were rapping, you know what I'm saying? Trying to.
When did you really start rapping like?
19.
Oh, when did you tell yourself that, like, 18, yo, I'm finna try and make some money off this shit?
Shit. Now. Shit, yeah. Be honest with you, like, shit, you know, yeah. I wanted to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the astronauts and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to do that, but. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm really about to make that money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I got my own.
So the first time you was even just thinking about rapping, it was the astronauts, right?
Yeah, that was the first time. That was when I was for real. That's when I first started being for real. But now the business side of it, now I'm for real. But shout out my brother Flywalker, though. I'm dead. I'm for real now. You know what I'm saying? I got my own record label started up. Well, shout out my brother White helping me put that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Called Dedicated name, Route Records. You know what I'm saying?
Dedicated Route
Records. Dedicated Route Records. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think changed as far as like from the astronauts to now? What changed?
Motivation, work ethic. What
nothing changed, man. Cause like I always had motivation like rapping ain't shit to me. Like I can make 100. I can make 20 songs in one day, and out of them 20 songs, 15 of them motherfuckers gonna be jamming or I'm gonna be snapping on them motherfuckers. So like that shit ain't nothing. That shit come natural.
I mean, cause I always said that. I always was like, yeah, like back in even like high school, I was like, yo, Corey can rap. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I appreciate that. Like,
like back in the day type shit was like. I don't mean you were good. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. What?
I feel like with the astronauts, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of boxed in to a certain extent because of like the content that me and Flywalker made. Y'all know we was kind of like people compared us to Outkast, so you know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff that we made. But you know, it's another aspect of me as well too, from where like I come from.
What is that?
Like, it's kind of like, you know, kind of the street aspect of, because niggas know who I be around and type of shit like this. So, you know what I'm saying? I had that aspect too. So,
are you sure is that what you want to promote?
Like, I mean,
you know
but that's why I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it like that. Like, I'm finna promote, like, shoot niggas up, but I can make songs, like, I can make songs off those type
vibe.
Of beats. It's a different type of vibe and stuff. Like, every time I was rapping with the astronauts, some of my niggas would be like, man, cuz, talk about that street shit, cuz. Man, we want to hear that type
shit. Cuz you
was
talking about a lot of weed. Not weed, but just like, kind of like currency vibe
like,
type shit.
Kind of like that, but I can't even compare us to that, cuz we talked about more. If you really listen to the astronauts, man, we was on some, man, y'all really need to go back and listen to it, bro. I really feel like a lot of motherfuckers weren't fucking with us, like, as far as like, lyrically and shit. We was on Grand a whole another. Listen to Grand Theft Audio 2. That's our last mistake we'd have put out. Go back and listen to that. If y'all really go back and listen to that shit, y'all gonna be like, ah, damn. You know what I'm saying? Because me and Fly was spitting some shit on that motherfucker. You feel me?
What made you just take it like a hiatus? Or you took a break for a minute?
Cause like, I really didn't take no hiatus. Like, me
and, at one point, I was like, when I saw you back rapping, I was like, oh, shit, he's still rapping? You know, because you kind of took,
I was in a group. Me and Fly, we ain't put no music out. Like, we was in the group. We was trying to figure out what we was going to do or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Stuff was taking a little long and stuff like that. And, you know, I just decided to do my own thing. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the time span between the last
Grand
time?
Grand Theft Audio 2 and now?
Yeah.
Like 3 years. It's been almost 3 years.
Since you started?
I think 2000 and when Grand Theft Audio 2 dropped? 2013? Yeah. So it's 2016. Okay, now
so
it's 3 years.
So in that gap, what you been doing in that gap?
In that gap, getting money.
Yeah.
Chilling. I mean, like, smoking. Fucking hoes. Yeah. That's what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Living life. Getting. Yeah.
You never wanted
I ain't
to,
never changed. I ain't go nowhere. Niggas nah, nah, niggas nah. See me out here every day. I'm out here every day. You feel me? So niggas see me out here, man. I ain't going nowhere.
In that gap, would
but
you,
as far as the music wise, I've been recording.
In that gap, you were still recording, right?
Here and now. But like in the past year, I really recorded heavily. Like I got like over 60 songs, and it would be more. If I really had my mind situated on it, like my mind was in different places. Like I've been, you know what I'm saying?
Was your mind on rapping lately?
Like now, because I'm dead serious about it.
But before now, was it on rapping?
Like what?
After Grand Theft Audio 2.
Nah, it wasn't on rapping at all. Like from 2013 from when we dropped Grand Theft Audio 2 was 2013 until 2015, I wasn't thinking about rapping. I ain't give a fuck about rapping.
So what came up and just made you think about rapping again?
Because I know how cold I'm at it. Yeah. And I'm like, this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. Like, these niggas out here making money doing this shit. And I know I'm better than, like, a lot of these motherfuckers out here. Mm-hmm. Why not? You feel me? If I could just turn my mic on and then I could just make a song in 15 minutes and I play it for somebody, they'd be like, God damn, this shit cold. I'm like, why not do it? You feel me? So, hey.
I mean, that's a good mentality to have.
And then every time I walk outside and see somebody, I was like, bro, why you stop rapping?
Yeah. Why I know not? You got that a lot, right? Because that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you even before this interview. I was like, yo, I just want to ask him why he stopped. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I know you got that question a lot, huh?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, every time somebody see me, when
but
you drop something.
But it's kind of
hard,
you know, doing what you do as far as your job and, you know, and then record.
Oh, nah, bro. Like, see, with me, bro, I write my raps in my head while I'm driving my truck.
I swear to God.
Like, niggas send me a beat.
At the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. But niggas send me a beat. I just play it while I'm driving and just come up with the hook in my head. And after I come up with a hook, shit, I can make the song.
Bro, Corey can probably be the best rapper alive. Think about it, though. You driving a truck for I don't know how long.
And you make
all you got is beats. And you just like. What I'm finna do is make a whole song. Like, you probably be like cold as shit by the time you get gas.
I'm telling you,
you probably be cold as shit by the time you get gas. Like, nigga, I got a whole song. Nigga, I just made a whole song. That bitch jammed.
And what's crazy is that's how it be.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it be.
That might be.
I probably write like 3 songs in my head a day. Yeah. Like, if I have 3 beats, I'll write them 3 beats before I finish stop, before I'm not driving them.
Yeah. Like, you could tell little niggas that shit. Like, yo, if you just like, 5 beats a day for 3 summers, nigga. Like, you can, like, come up with some
shit. But besides being good at it, though, you know what I'm saying? What else, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, inspired you, I guess, to, you know, pursue.
Man, the business aspect of it. Like, when me and Fly was, like, doing it, we were doing it just for the love of it. You feel me? Like, we just love rapping.
I'm just saying, like, that's what it all is to you now? Like, just a profit now? It ain't, like,
for the
love
of
music?
Oh, no, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
But now that I know the business aspect of it, like, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, crazy. Like, damn, bro. Like, nigga could have been, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What do White be doing? What, he a manager?
Man, you got, you talking about,
I mean, as far as you. I mean, you
he's something like that. You feel me? Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to White, man.
Huh?
Shout out to White, man.
Shout out my boy White, man.
You still hanging around with Josh and them? Josh McGowan and
them my niggas. Them my brothers and shit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I ain't seen Josh in a minute.
Josh.
Yeah, gotta catch him when you catch him, man.
We went to state together.
Yo, catch him when you catch
him. Josh, bro.
Shout out my bro.
But back when you was in this gap until now, like, what you call it? No more distractions?
Yeah, that's the name of the project, No More Distractions. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I let a lot of shit distract me from doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it ain't no more.
Do you want to talk about these distractions? What are these distractions?
Man, bro. Hoes, bro.
Hoes?
Hoes.
You let these hoes distract you, Corey?
Man, bro, they shit.
Come on, bro.
They freaky,
like the
bro.
Police.
Hey, shit, I got lost.
Rent, dude.
These hoes freaky.
Overdrive.
Okay, so
freaky is a motherfucker. So when that pussy car got there, you go. Sometimes you go put down that motherfucker pad, bro. You be like, hey. But nah, real shit though. That, you know, it's a lot of shit, man. A lot of personal things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Family members dying and shit. Like yeah. a lot of shit, man. It's a lot of shit. Like just life, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you feel like you gotta come this shit hard, because this is what I always say. I always say somebody who's rapping, and they if they you know, like you take somebody like Jay Electronica, Nas. Okay, you can stop rapping. You know what I'm saying? After a certain point, but like people who are serious about rapping will continue to rap. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, Nas stopped rapping for a little while when his mom died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's when that part when it was like that Jay-Z took his shot at him and all that shit. That's when he came back with all this show. You know what I'm saying? Cameron stopped rapping because something happened with his mother and shit. Like a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Rap ain't everything, but especially if you ain't making money off of it. Yeah. I wasn't making no profit off of rap when I started. So, nigga, I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, get myself all the way situated. You feel?
Did you ever for a moment think that people wouldn't take you serious if you just stopped rapping?
I don't give a fuck, because people like, one of my niggas was like, man, bro, people like flies, bro. They gonna, I mean, now, what do you say? Like, people like roaches. When you turn the light on, they gonna start scattering. So you put something hot out, motherfuckers gonna gravitate to that if they like it. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't give, and me personally, I never gave a fuck what nobody thought about. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people fuck with me, because I don't give a fuck. I always do what I want to do and what I want to do. If I want to start rapping for a little while, that's what I'm gonna do. If I want to keep rapping, that's what I'm gonna want to do. But I love doing it. And you know what I'm saying? People that's gonna fuck with me, gonna fuck with me. If you don't, then you don't.
Before we just get into something else, how you plan on just from somebody who don't know, like myself or Josh, how you plan on just monetizing rap?
Yeah, you yet to fill us in on the scheme.
on the plan.
Hey, you
just gotta sit back and watch, man. Don't nobody know all the moves that people pull and making shit till they do. Y'all just
it sound
see.
Like you practiced that one in the mirror. Like you start smiling, like, yeah, I got this line in my head. I already know what I'm gonna say. Like, nah, you just gotta sit back and watch.
Real like, shit, I did know. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just real, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just gotta sit back and watch, man.
But like, you man, like real shit though, bro. Like real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I like to see niggas creating shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, if you say you passionate about it, like, you know what I'm saying? Just
for
do
sure,
you,
bro.
My nigga. Like, I'm always like I'm
for
like
sure.
I feel as though I'm always support a nigga that, you know, especially if I somewhat know the nigga. I'm always show love. You know what I'm saying? So if this is what you want to do, like, make some dope ass shit. And, like, you know what
that's
saying?
I
just don't want it to be like, oh, I'm just doing this shit because a motherfucker will say that I'm alright at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what Chris Rock say about the big dick walk. Like,
you
got a little
dick. You doing the big dick walk?
Yeah,
you don't know what
you
got. You
don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Because the bitch will lie to you.
Anybody can tell you anything.
So, motherfucker lie to you and be like, man, you got some fire ass bars. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you doing the fire ass bars.
Oh, nah. Like, I let a lot of people hear my music and shit. Like, I get some people going to like some shit. Some people ain't going to like nothing. You might not like this, but hey, I might got something else that you might like. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
But
I make something for everything. I'm not just a inbox like in the boxed in person. I might make some shit that you might not like, but the next person might like it. That's what I'm about.
I love the stuff when I was in high school and the earlier stuff, even with the astronauts. But the only thing I want to say is just like you can take it, or you can just wipe your ass with it. But I say consistency is a motherfucker. You know what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
Hollywood Luck, you know what I'm saying? Even though he had these big, nigga better get their bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he's still
club
consistent.
Bangers,
yeah.
I guess.
Even though they gone, you know, they the new, you heard them already, but
he's still putting music out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people, even though people that you might think listen to it every day, you be surprised. Consistency, you have people be like, damn, you listen to that shit, dude? Because you consistent. You're like, yeah, I listen to all your shit. You
but the thing about that is, though, bro, like, I'm a solo artist now. Mm-hmm. I can't be consistent if I'm in a group and, you know what I'm saying,
Because you got more control now.
Yeah, I got more control of what I'm doing. So now that I'm not a solo artist, now I can do what I want to do when I'm ready to
and
do
it. And you talented. You got it. You feel me?
So it wasn't that I wasn't just, you know what I'm saying, not rapping no more. It was like I was on the fence, like, am I going to stay in the group? What we going to do in this? But we taking too much time, you know what I'm saying, doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. But now that I'm a solo artist, now I can do what I want to do. And now it's on me.
What made you start just switching up and start just driving trucks and shit?
And I grew the luxury of driving trucks, but it's like
parallel
parking. Any black, I talk to young black men all the time. I really want to go back to Murrah, and you know when we had that, what was that class called? That career class that we had to take. Well, I forgot the name.
Career class, career development.
Nah, you know that career, like we had the at the end of the year, we had the big project we had to do, like, so what we gonna do when we graduate?
I think I knew it.
I forgot the name of the class, but sometimes the teacher used to have somebody come in from different shit and talk about what they do and shit. I want to go back and do that, like, in Murrah, go talk to them about driving truck, cause like I feel like, bro, if you went, cause especially these kids these days, bro, like these motherfuckers ain't doing no work in school and shit like that. So how you feel like when you graduate high school and you go to college that you gonna do work and shit? You not gonna do that shit. You gonna be in there fucking off because you ain't got nobody telling you to go to class. So college is important and shit like that, getting your education support. But no, you're not gonna do that. It's other things you can do. You go get your CDL license, go get your barber license, go do all this shit.
Did your parents instill that in you?
What?
That, like, you know, it's other shit you can do, or just like
they told me go to college.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Fuck that.
If I would have known what I know now, I wouldn't have went to college. I just would have did this because motherfuckers making some paper driving trucks. You feel me? So you know what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to tell, like,
I go driving trucks. Like, shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm trying to tell these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying.
You one of them niggas that like park your truck like
bad spots. Oh no, bro. Like, I'm.
You ever got pulled over?
Like, what you mean?
Well, MDOT pull you over. Don't it? Who pull you over?
MDOT.
Who can pull you over?
DOT. It's not MDOT. MDOT is Mississippi DOT. Yeah, but you know, each
Department
each,
of Transportation.
Each state got their own dot. It's like Tennessee would be TDOT. Shit like
what
that.
What the weigh station be doing?
Trying to see how heavy you are.
For real?
Yeah. Shit, you ever looked in your cargo or whatever and smell some weed? Like, lift up the back. Like,
you got caught with some weed. Is this like you got pounded? Is that your fault? Or you should be like, I don't know what that is. Like, they just put the shit in the back. Or do you sign off on the shit?
Oh, that shit never happened to me, so I don't know.
But how would it go, though? Like,
do you sign off on the shit in the back of your trip?
I don't know. This shit'll go with the company. Whatever company you with or with the whoever. That's between them.
Do is just like put it in there.
But if you with a bogus ass company, then something like that crazy happens. I ain't with like no shit
work,
like that.
Because, like, I work at FedEx, and, like, you know, they give them, like you know, this how many packages. It's like a sheet of paper. Like, this how many packages on your truck. Like, this how many miles it took you to go from this place to this place. Like, it'd be like shit like this.
It's crazy.
Man, I would hate weigh stations, bro.
Man, shit, actually, they cool. Like, I ain't never had no problem
the
with
can.
Huh?
Can you park in
there? Can you park? Talking about park there? Hell nah. You gotta go.
So where you be going? Where have you?
Truck stops.
No, I'm saying as far as just like United States. Where you been?
I've been everywhere.
Virginia, Seattle.
I'd have been everywhere. Anywhere you can name. I'd have been everywhere. Everywhere.
Alaska.
Nah, I ain't been there. I ain't trying to go there because too much ice out there. But I've been to Canada before.
Yeah, driving the truck. Yeah. Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have a passport. Drive trucks dope, bro. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do it. Go get your license, bro. It ain't that hard, bro.
You gotta have a passport.
If you tired of the job you working there, if you feel like your job is a dead end job, my nigga, like I felt back in the day, go get your CDL license.
So you just load up and just drive to Canada?
Drive, bro.
And then you drive back, you can get a load?
I mean, it just depends.
Yeah, they might give you some.
They might give you something coming back or whatever, but I ain't been to Canada in like 2 years though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That nigga went to Canada.
Yeah, I went to Canada 2 years ago.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
I went to everywhere in Canada. I went to Montreal, Quebec, Prince Edward
Island. Yeah, Canada dope, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my big cousin Maurice Bolden, man, playing basketball out there, man.
Let me ask you this, bro. Is the crew still intact?
Who?
The crew.
Who the crew?
Maybe you had the Foot Clan or.
That was the astronauts and a lot of other people that was in the Foot Clan.
Is the crew as far as like Josh and have you talked to Thomas?
They weren't part of Foot Clan.
Okay,
astronauts was totally them my brothers. Mm. Who you name and shit? They weren't part of that. them like fly walking my brothers, but these niggas I grew up with and shit. You, man, you know that, man. Co-pride, but they weren't part of though, Foot Clan, like, though. You know what
we went to we went to New Orleans that time for 420.
Yeah, I got pictures of. I still got pictures in my phone. Later on, I might put a Throwback Thursday up, man. I remember everything, but my mind don't never slip on shit. Yeah, I remember my shit.
Like, bro, we was at the Highland Wolf or some shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that shit was dope, man. We went to go. Yeah. That was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Was it the Howlin' Wolf or was it House of Blues?
It was Howlin' Wolf.
Because we went by three times. Like, I don't think you went the other time, but the first time.
I just remember it was 420, like, motherfuckers. Yeah, smoking joints and that bitch. Like,
high as a motherfucker in that bitch. Yeah, yeah. Them days, bro. We went to that Currency concert.
Have you talked to Thomas Watson?
Yeah, I go see him, man. You know what I'm saying, bro? Bro doing good, you know what I'm saying?
Where he at?
Man, he's locked up right
now,
man.
I'm saying, like, where?
He's in, what's his name?
Red Goof,
Brookhaven. He's in Brookhaven.
Future?
How long, where you go see him? That's good, man. I'm so happy.
Man, probably like a couple weeks ago, but I talked to bro out of time on the phone, though.
Oh, yeah. He good?
Yeah, he good.
When is it expected for him to get out?
Straight. We make sure he's straight, you know what I'm saying, so.
When is it expect for him to get out?
Man, I ain't gonna say no dates or nothing like that, but soon though, man. Free my brother, man.
You know what I get so mad at? It's like they almost be like slapping us in the face. Like, they be like, you, Mr. Archer, you was found guilty on two counts of this and that. We sentenced you to two consecutive life sentences. You be like, they be playing. They be like, what you mean two life sentences?
You know,
bitch?
What's
like,
crazy?
Like,
to
that
me?
Don't make no sense to me. How you gonna have two consecutive life sentences?
Like, if you die,
come back.
Again,
and then they be like, they be joking. You know, they be like, you never gonna get out this motherfucking prison. You know, I be like, bro, that made me
big
so mad.
The two life sentences.
That
make
me so
alive.
Mad, bro. I be like, what the fuck you mean?
Man, y'all know what's crazy to me though, man. It's like how they say that you're innocent until you're proven guilty, but they treat you like you're guilty until you're proven innocent. And if you're innocent until you're proven guilty, then why are we going to jail and have to pay for bail
ain't
to get
never,
out?
You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of
this and
shit
then
true.
At the end of the day, that we if we just are innocent, then we still pay to get out on bail. We don't get that money back.
All this shit is about money. Whoever got the most money is innocent. Whoever the least amount of money is guilty.
For
like,
sure.
Like OJ Simpson.
You need your hell of an alibi.
The game fucked up, man. The game got a glitch in it, man. We need to see if we can take that bitch back to GameStop, man.
I'm telling y'all, bro, like, before the show, I was talking about the documentary, the 13th. Like, y'all niggas need to go watch this
shit. I'm going to go watch it because everybody been talking about it.
It's good, bro.
What's it called?
The 13th. Like, just.
What is that about? What you type in? You put the 13th? Like.
The 13th.
13. You know, he just told you. It was like
about the 13th Amendment.
In the prison. You like Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, I was like, damn, Mike Jordan got
prison. I can't tell you last time I've been to the movies, man. I ain't been to the movies.
It's
Netflix.
It's Netflix.
Next is Corey. When last time you wasn't fresh and you was just mad? He's like, damn, I ain't fresh today.
That nigga fresher than me.
Are you fresher than me today?
I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, that's how you
nah,
went fresh,
nigga. Crazy,
nigga.
Man.
Like, you ain't never
man, I don't know, bro.
Like, I don't know.
Corey like, be like, man, I don't know. I'm going to go to Kroger. I got to put my, like, my 12s on. Like,
man,
it's just Kroger. We
get
some water. We going to go. Like, nah, bro. You
but
understand.
You flies in the city, though.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they just part of it, man. Me, like, it don't be that I just be getting fresh just to do shit. It's just, that's just me. Like,
you
don't be trying, like, to be fresh. I just put my clothes on.
Who, I mean, you can say that, but who's your competition as far as getting fresh?
Getting fresh? I mean, I don't look at no competition.
I mean, come on, Corey. Like,
I swear
to
God, I don't look at no competition.
I know
shit,
you
bro.
Be, you, it's a lot of work going to that.
I mean, I know niggas that's fresh. You know, I can name niggas, you know what I'm saying?
That you look up to be like, damn, this nigga, he done got the damn polo with the. Yeah. So I gotta go get the another polo with
the. I don't look up to no man.
I mean, not look up, not look up, but just like.
They'd be like, man, like my nigga fresh. Like, yeah. it's a lot of motherfuckers.
Mm.
A lot of people. Niggas, like, y'all niggas be fresh.
Nah, I don't be fresh.
I've
at
seen
all.
You fresh before, bro. You got your own style, bro. You be wearing your polo shirt with your wallaby. That's fresh. You feel me? Yeah. That's your style. You feel me?
Yeah. Hey. I don't be fresh at all, though. I done seen
you fresh before, bro. I was like,
I mean, I didn't know I step out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You be fresh.
I ain't nobody ain't never seen me just out looking fucked up. Like, yeah. Josh shouldn't have put them shoes on that shirt. Like, ain't nobody ever just said this shit.
Really,
like,
nigga, white.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel.
Like, but it's a day after Labor Day. I'm yo got it fresh and it's like I'm all white.
Labor Day was yesterday, my nigga.
Yeah, like, but yeah though, bro.
Yeah, you should be fresh in there. I mean, but not taking away from anything, but just like. Like, I just, you always just been the freshest nigga in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all went to high school together. Didn't you win best dress?
Yeah, 2 times, man. Shout out my brother White. He won 2 times.
How I know that shit? That's random.
White won 2 times, too? Yeah. You won 2 times. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I think it was just like, be honest, Corey. How that made you feel, bro?
What?
Winning best dress and you just like the best, mean, like. You were striving for this.
I promise so I wasn't striving for it. I wasn't even thinking about this shit. I just was, you know what I'm saying, doing dressing. Me. But shout out to everybody that voted for me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody.
Man, them class reunions coming up, though. With y'all going,
it coming up close, man. They trying to get it set up now,
y'all,
man.
Y'all 10 years next year.
Hey, it's like next year, man. They trying to get it set up now, man. So, you know. We'll see how it go. I just hope some motherfuckers ain't fell off the earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit real. Like,
this
hell,
shit
man.
Gonna be funny. Like, I can't wait to see the hoes I used to hit. Niggas that ain't like me that I got more money than. Like, nigga, you drunk. I mean, you
10 years
on the back
weird,
of the-
though. 10 years weird.
Hey,
Big
it's crazy, weird. Though. Cause this
let me talk about weird. Because 6 years take you to get a degree.
Yeah.
Now, everybody don't get in 4. Let's say 6. All right, so you got 4 more years to fucking get a job.
10 years for a nigga
and
like me.
And shit on everybody else. I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, 20 years when you be like, damn, that nigga like finna be president. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, it's just like, damn, he doing this, but he could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a lot of
so
shit.
So this, the 10-year class reunion, really like that bad. Like, this, mm-hmm. You still trying to
because
fuck.
Because you college?
You still
how long
trying
to
fuck
old
crushes and shit. Yeah. That's what basically the class reunion is. Mm-hmm.
Did you make sure who fat and who not? Like, shit, oh, yo, he mad. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all
he
ain't
dead like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
that's worse. You know what I'm saying? But like, y'all heard he ain't mad dead. Like, shit, like,
he finna ask for a 20.
It's a, cold game, man.
Hey, man, I ain't got no gas, man. Y'all, boy, spot me a 20.
Bro, but like, before we like get into the show and shit, man, like, because, you know, we'll just go off topic and like, no distractions. Basically, you more focus on your craft. And you saying fuck all these other niggas. It's effortless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I ain't saying fuck nobody else or nothing like that. Cause coke fuck with everybody. When I say fuck somebody else.
Fuck everybody else.
Red gonna play it, man. After the show.
I ain't never saying fuck nobody else or nothing like that.
I don't give a fuck with nobody else.
I don't give a fuck what nobody else think. But I ain't saying fuck nobody. Coke fuck with everybody. Coke ain't got no beef with nobody around here. Got no problems with nobody. Everybody fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with who fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
So
now, if you got a problem with me, you probably just a pussy-ass nigga out and fuck one of your bitches. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have no problem.
So what's next for Northeast Co?
Yeah. Man, after shit. No More Distraction.
No More Distraction Flyers in the City Volume 2.
Videos coming.
Music videos. World Star. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit coming up.
You got some shows coming up you want to plug in?
I ain't got no shows yet because I ain't put no music out yet like that.
Okay.
So, like, but I'm.
So, you just gonna see to how. You gonna
definitely
test how.
I'm gonna book that shit, though.
You trying to see how No More Distraction gonna play over then. Then, that's after that, you gonna start booking them shows and shit. Like, you gonna have, like, something solid to, you know what I'm saying, to play, you know what I'm saying?
Just
2 or 3 or 4.
Just know No More Distraction gonna be great, man.
It's out Saturday,
it's gonna
right?
be great. I'm talking about the mixtape?
Yeah.
Nah. My music video, Northeast
okay,
Co,
yeah,
drop
yeah.
Saturday.
When
I ain't got no date for No More Distraction, but I got.
Who
I think
did
I got
your
the
artwork?
My artwork. I haven't gotten the artwork for
well,
it yet.
I be seeing you lit. I follow you on Twitter. Like,
oh, you talking about like my artworks and shit like yeah. that? I got a dude from Africa, man, that I'm rocking with right now. You know what I'm saying?
Funny
shout out to
hell.
Home. He do some shit for
like
me.
Like Michael Blackston, Africa. Like
actually, this nigga, he's very goddamn, very modern, though, bro. Like, nah, he's modern.
To be
he's
African.
Motherfucker. Yeah, like. Yeah.
My nigga said modern.
To be
like, civilized.
Civilized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. You talking about me?
Yeah.
I can grow a mustache. And
can't
shit.
Grow no beard.
I can't grow no beard
either,
bro.
I can't grow no beard either.
I don't even want one, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? So,
I can say that Bobby Lynn. I really want a beard. But that shit, I want a beer. Like,
I want to be like these niggas, man. These hoes just be talking on Instagram, and y'all better start listening, watching these hoes. These hoes just be talking.
No, it's
they don't
bro.
Know shit.
It's entertainment, know, man.
They just be putting shit up, man. They don't even believe that shit they be posting.
So Coleman has no significant other. He just straight single.
Man, shout out to.
Are you finna shout
out? I'm out here.
What's that at though?
Man, I'm just out here, man. I'm out here, man. Anybody worried?
When last
right
time
now?
You been to the clinic? I ain't trying. I go to the clinic.
I go to the clinic all the time because I have to.
You been
with truck driving?
You can't have an STD and drive. That's funny.
I mean, you can have an STD when you driving or whatever. I guess, but. But I go to the clinic regularly with it because truck drivers are very unhealthy, a lot of them and shit like this, so they make you do that. So yeah, I'm very clean. So, because I don't raw dog these hoes like y'all and lame mad niggas out here.
I'm just playing.
Hey, what Trace Morgan said again? Trace Morgan was like, man, look here.
Y'all
bro.
Motherfucker better wrap this shit up out here, man.
Don't do it.
Y'all better wrap it up out here, man. These motherfuckers got all kind of shit, man. It's some new shit out here, too.
You ain't bring no shoes with you? What's for gifts? For gifts?
Huh?
So you ain't bring no shoes, no shirts for gifts?
Man, I ain't, man, shit, my bad, bro. I got y'all. I'm finna get some shirts and shit made, man, for the mixtape and shit. You know, I already know, so I'm gonna get y'all.
Niggas
I'll
never bring. Willie D. the Kane, the only nigga that brought
man,
us.
Man, I ain't like this my last time coming, man. You already know I'm coming back. Fuck with y'all, man.
I ain't fucking
y'all
with
y'all.
Y'all
the
bro. She can, no, though.
But hell yeah, though. Shit, we gonna get into some of these topics, man, that I got lined up for us. First thing first, man, we're going to talk about the creepy clowns that's popping up across the country.
Corey, like, you been seeing them creepy clowns?
Nah, I ain't even seen
them. I mean, not seeing them, but you been hearing about them?
Do you know what a creepy clown is?
What is that?
You scared of clowns?
What is a creepy?
It?
Yeah, okay, basically. All right, just a man, you driving a truck. And you pull up at the weigh station. Ain't nobody in the weigh station, but you see it like in the corner of the vending machine, just looking at you like.
I'm gonna go over there and see if he blow a balloon up for me.
But like, nah, these ain't no type of creepy clowns.
Nah.
These, like, they been luring kids into the woods, offering them candy. They been chasing people with machetes. It's pretty much like a fucking epidemic.
They trying to get their ass shot the fuck up, man.
Basically, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a shit on some shit on CNN that was like, you know what I'm saying, that people are like scared to leave their homes because, like, you know, it was like they was
real shit. Where is this happening at?
Like, Midwest, Northeast, you know, ain't no nigga gonna try that outside. Like,
nah, that shit ain't happening out Northeast. Nah, that shit ain't happening over by me.
It's straight suburbs.
But, shit, goddamn, bro.
It's straight suburbs.
This shit like, fucked up.
Like, niggas ain't over there just like, you know
hey,
what I'm saying?
I ain't surprised, though, man. It's a lot of crazy shit going on. These motherfuckers crazy.
You ain't scared of nothing.
Man, I see
a nigga with a machete chasing.
I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of nobody that bleed the same blood like I bleed. Like,
that's some gangster shit to say, though, for real.
But
I'm just
as
saying.
Far as that go, you know what I'm saying? That'll be weird as fuck. If I'd be like, man, what the
you
fuck?
You
want
to do the
like,
stutter run?
Goddamn.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man, I probably look. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I mean, text the fuck off. Shit, you can call me pussy, whatever. Like, this nigga had machete.
I probably fuck around and shoot that nigga. So I don't know. Just be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
What you got?
Like,
in Florida, you get away with
it. That, you know what
in Florida, you get away with it. They got a lot of cops in your ground. You feel threatened.
So if he run up to you, you can shoot him and talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, if that nigga got like something in his hand, like he trying to.
A machete. That's what's going on. I'm just putting you on game. So next time you on the road, you see a white face with red hair and like in the middle
driving.
Of nowhere at 2
you
o'clock
just,
in the
just
morning.
Keep driving. Hey,
y'all
with
be
me.
Careful out here, man. It's clowns, killer clowns and shit. But I be seeing clowns out here all the time.
I think it's because of the purge shit,
you,
though.
You referring clown to as like
clown ass niggas.
Niggas and shit, man. Clown
I think it's
because
of the purge, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? The clown faces.
But I don't know, bro. The purge was something different. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean,
like, you know, they had a clown face.
They did. But I'm saying, like, the purge was just like, this. It wasn't scary. Maybe because it's a movie. But the Purge wasn't scary. It wasn't a scary movie.
Real life scenario.
Man, I walked out of Purge too, man.
You walked
the first
out?
One. I ain't see the Purge first one, and I watched Purge decent. 2. I remember Purge 2. I walked out, man. I was falling asleep in this shit, man. That's the last times I've been to the movies. Last three times I've been to the movies. I
what's the last three movies you saw?
I say Purge 2 was one of them. I don't got the order. I just remember. Like, it was like Purge 2. What was that movie? That Christmas movie with that little scary?
Chris Brown?
Nah, the Chris. Bro, that shit was like 4 by 8 goddamn years ago. Nah,
that Christmas movie?
You know that that scary Christmas Krampus. Movie. Krampus. That shit, I watched. Man, I fell asleep on that motherfucker. I think I fell asleep on the Ninja Turtle movie that came out.
You going to see whack ass
that's why you fell asleep.
Hey, man, I got
Netflix. Garbage.
Man, I heard no Janet Dillon, no Denzel.
Hey, man, I got nephews and little cousins and shit. Okay, man, I be trying to, you know what I'm saying, spend time.
Oh, you take them to see it?
Yeah.
I think you should be like, what you want to take? I'm going to turn 7:30.
You sure? No.
That's why you fall asleep.
I fell asleep with a female. I went to move with some chick. What movie right here we had? What did I see?
You need to put out a mixtape.
Got the goddamn movie, man.
You ain't even say no name with these.
Oh, nah.
Corey.
You know you can't get
Corey, are you ready for these rap beats?
And then I can't even just say their name and shit like that because someone got boyfriends and shit. So I don't even want to disrespect that relationship. Like
are you ready for these rap beats, bro?
What rap beefs?
If somebody just come at you wrong.
Bro. I ain't beefing it with none of these niggas.
I ain't saying if you beefing or not. I'm just saying, are you ready?
And I ain't going to be no am I ready because I ain't going to beef with none of these niggas.
So if somebody be like, yo, fuck Corey, what you going to do?
Keep getting money
and not reply back to it.
Oh, for what? Because we already know what this gonna be about.
What you mean?
If somebody saying fuck me, they just mad because I fucked their bitch, so I'm getting more money.
That's
so,
always the
so
reason.
Why would I? I ain't gonna give them no reason.
Nah, bro, he fucked my bitch.
Or they gonna try to get clout out my name, so why am I
okay?
Gonna
hypothetically, how would you feel like? How would you feel?
Like, how would I feel? Like,
no, nah, how would you not even feel? How would you just take it? Just like,
if somebody, I'd be like, oh,
rap
okay.
Beefing. Like, this is a real rap beef.
I ain't finna rap beef with them, so I don't know. I'm gonna laugh at you.
Yeah. Even though they just like coming at you.
Yeah, it's
you
gonna be
know
fun.
That, dude. Like, I don't. If I was an artist, man, I feel some type of way. Like, especially like this said, we do
rap
like,
beef, and I'm a rapper.
Oh shit! Like, what a Toga Talk start talking about this. Like, we way doper than.
I'm gonna talk about Darius' hairline. Darius, your hairline off. Like, that's what I'm gonna talk about.
But speaking of rappers, shout out to the homie Savvy Lil Daddy. Grace the cover of the Jackson Free Press, the music issue. Shout out to the bro. Right, yeah.
Yo, shout out Savvy.
Shout out home.
Entertainment.
Shout out
to Polo
Savviest
Jones.
Of the Lil Daddiest.
Shout out Savvy, man.
Shout out to Polo
he
Jones,
from,
man.
Crown me.
Yeah.
I got to check how my music out, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, but see, the thing about that is, like, a lot of people just, like, see it. But, see, Jackson Free Press is, like, small. But it's also big at the same time.
Yeah, because it'd be everywhere. I mean, me and Flywalker was on here.
When you in there, it's like you doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cool. I fuck with it.
But it's like I like this for him though because it's like it's the music issue. Like, you know what I'm saying?
To them,
like you represent what music is in Jackson. So you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the homie though.
Okay.
But like another thing that I want to get y'all opinion on. You know what I'm saying? We talked a little bit about it. You know, D Rose going through his little situation. And, like, we just scratched the surface of it. Like, not only is he, you know what I'm saying, getting charged for allegedly raping somebody or something, him and somebody else, you know what I'm saying, raping a female single chick. The detective that was investigating ended up getting killed. And, like, you know, it's a whole bunch of speculation out there. Ain't nobody putting a point on famous and claiming, but it's like, you know, well, damn, that's a coincidence.
If you get charged with rape,
that happened in Chicago?
I don't know the logistics. I don't know what that was. But, like, that's fact. Like, the detective that was investigating the rape.
Bro, if you get charged with rape, you guilty, bro. This is the world we live in, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know, cause some people done got Bill out. Cosby. What's the name that got out?
I ain't saying they
legally.
Legally they guilty. I'm saying like socially, like.
Oh yeah.
Socially,
everybody know OJ killed that bitch.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like socially, OJ is guilty. You know what I'm saying? Legally, he's not.
Yeah.
But socially, like, yo, OJ, you killed that.
Everybody know.
OJ, you gave them. You ain't get it. Like OJ, you killed it. You know what I'm saying? But so when you talk about rape, like, be like, yo, I know you. You don't like automatically. You just like. Yeah. Guilty as fuck, nigga.
Like, you know rape ain't like ugly. That like, you know what I'm saying? Up, like, you could be ugly to like a bunch of motherfuckers, but it's all with that one person that think
it's
you
fucked
decent.
Up, man. But it's sad, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker really ain't did that, fuck and somebody and he dirt and a dirty bitch, or you know what I'm saying, put some dirt on somebody's name like that just for
that
some clout or for some money.
No,
that fucked up, man.
Clout they do for money. You would be surprised what people do for money. Exactly. People will go through a whole court.
There's money in it.
People go through a whole court trials on some. He raped me. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
he
we seen it with Pop. We seen it with a lot of motherfuckers.
Fucking $1 million. You know what I'm saying? They do a lot of shit.
For regular niggas?
What's that nigga name?
No, not regular niggas.
I'm just saying, what's regular niggas?
No, regular niggas get caught rape. They did the rape. But when people with money did rape, you be like, I don't know. Because he got money and he probably trying to sue him. But my regular ass rape you.
So you just settling that like he got $3 million.
But he's not settling though.
Who? D Rose,
D Rose was like, fuck that. I'm not giving you a dime, bitch.
But yeah,
you're gonna be just as broke as you were if you came in this bitch.
Hey, that shit just happened with Freddie Gibbs too, then he just got off with that shit.
He was on some international shit. Yeah. they law was different. And that's one of the things I'll be like, bro, why would you even put yourself in that position? Like you this international. You don't even know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
You could be in a damn, y'all seen fucking
hostel.
I mean, not even that. the palace. What's the name of that shit? That was fucking in jail, just in Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who the fuck want to be there? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, no.
Hey, that does not sound
like
fun.
I said before, it's a cold game, man. Game cold, man. You see, we take back the GameStop, man, and you know, see, we trade it in because the game cold, man.
The GameStop, you ain't nothing, no money for.
Yep,
they do.
I got two PlayStations and Xbox. How much I get for this?
We give you a $200 store credit.
At this point, you know what I'm saying? I take what we can get because this shit fucked up.
You still play video games?
Man, Grand Theft Auto online, man. They need to go ahead drop a new one. Really, man, they need to go ahead and add all three of the cities together and let you fly to Vice City, Liberty City, and you know what I'm saying?
Shit, even that should be cool.
Man, I've been talking about. I got a whole game I done created, like, well, you know what I'm saying? Created like from scratch, bro. Like in my head and wrote down and shit. Like that'll be the coldest game ever. Like, you
what's
know what
the
saying?
Name of it?
I can't even tell everybody that, cause you know what I'm saying. I don't want nobody to steal my idea, but I got the shit. I'm finna get the shit published and shit. Copyrighted and all that shit. Like then I'm gonna send it out to motherfuckers. But right now, I ain't
you definitely got some solids to send somebody.
Bro, I'm telling you, dog. This game I created, bro. Like in my head and
you got
like
an idea.
Man, bro, I'm telling you, it ain't just an idea. Like, I got the characters, like, all this shit. Like,
what's some of the artists you listen to in Jackson?
Like, you say in Jackson or
Jackson.
In Jackson?
I listen to Loud Pack. Shout out to Loud Pack.
Scraper Gang. You
talking about? I'm talking about Lynch Street Lab. Lynch Street Proper Gang Lab.
Loud Pack.
Yeah. I fuck with Loud Pack. I fuck with Juicy Lee Music. I fuck with. I fuck with Battlefield Pierre Music. I fuck with J Sky. I fuck with Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with Cooperachi. I fuck with
I fuck with
everybody that's doing that thing.
Well, out of all the people you just named, and plus everybody, who you think you favorite to the most?
What you mean? You say who you think I favorite the most? Like who I like out of all of them?
Who you think you just like, yo?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I like all of them for what I like them for. So, you know what I'm saying?
You want to pick one that you, like, favorite?
Mm-mm. Like, I like all of them for what I like them for. Like, if I want to listen to some street shit or whatever, like some hard shit, I'm going to listen to Juicy Lee or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, or Loud Pack. If I want to listen to some lyrical shit, I listen to J Sky. If I want to listen to some street and lyrical shit, I listen to Vegas. It's just depending on
what lyrical mean. Just like, because he completed sentences, he lyrical.
That, but you know what I'm saying? Like some people, like street shit. Some
people
just want to
lyrical wrong.
Street. I'm talking about you can be a lyrical street rapper or whatever. That's why I say if I want to listen to some lyrical and street shit, I listen to Vegas because he's a lyrical street rapper.
You know what I'm saying? What constitutes as being lyrical? Like
if you wordplay, wordplay, your wordplay, your content that you're talking about. Like somebody can just rap ABC like blah 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 Or somebody can be like,
so are you lyrical?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think I'm very lyrical because I can switch it all the way up. Like, my rhyme scheme is
so if you're not lyrical, there's some way like a demerit almost.
Nah, because like I said, I listen to everything. You don't have to be lyrical. It just depends on what I feel like listening to at the time. You feel me? If I want to listen to something that don't have no content at that time, I'm going to listen to it. If I want to listen to something that... If I'm in my feelings or some shit,
I do the same thing. Like, you know I want to hear about some shit. That's why I like touching everything. On your back. I listen to that.
Chris Brown, that nigga.
But when it comes to Jackson music, I feel like it's not enough. Everything sounds the same.
Nah, you probably just ain't listening to it.
No.
Because everybody raps out here. You know, that's the crazy part about it. Everybody raps.
But you know the crazy part is? Everybody rap, but you know the other crazy part is
what?
It sounds everybody the same.
Good.
No, because everybody I just named don't sound the same.
Not, but like me as a person, I take stuff and I take it in. And I don't listen just for just like what he's saying. I listen for the sound most importantly.
So can you personally say that I sound like everybody out here?
I can say you sound like somebody that I heard before.
Who?
Just because
I mean not at the top of my head, but I can sound like somebody you sound like.
I got
before.
Something to say about
talking about that. Out here.
I mean, yeah, out here, yeah.
Just because you trying so hard, I ain't gonna say you trying, but like just because you not sounding like everybody else, you can still fall into a category as being the person that's oh he not trying to sound like everybody else. So it's like you a part of the niggas,
but
I'm not trying to sound like somebody else.
So you got people that sound like somebody else. You got people that not trying not to sound like
them. Me personally, like I listen to music so much and. Like, I study music so much that I could distinct everybody from me. Like, everybody, I feel like I just named don't sound like each other. Juicy Lee don't sound like Loud Pack. Loud Pack don't sound like Battlefield Pierre. Battlefield Pierre don't sound like J. Sky. And J. Sky don't sound like Vegas.
Okay, so are we talking about what they sound like or, like, literally? Like, literally.
They sound and, well, they sound, but they talk, like,
I don't sound
Loud,
like
Loud Pack, Juicy Lee, Loud Pack, Juicy Lee, and Battlefield Pierre, I can say, talk about the same things because of like their style, like they're street rappers, they're trap rappers, and they on the west. All of the people, everybody just named from the west side. J. Sky from the west side, Vegas from the west side, Cooper Rashi from the west side. Juicy Lee, all of them from the west side, but they from different areas. Loud Pack from Lynn Street, Juicy Lee from the sub, Battlefield Bear from Battlefield, J. Sky
all them
from
areas got their own little sway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So and that's not it. I listen to more than them. I listen to Northside rappers, Lil Mile. I listen to Lil Lundy. I listen to everybody out. Everybody out here. If I know that they rap, you know what I'm saying. I fuck with everybody's music. You know what I'm saying. So and all of them, none of them sound alike to me. I could actually say nobody don't sound alike to me. For real.
I mean, saying that, I agree. You know what I'm saying. Like Jay Scott don't sound like nobody ever heard. Lil Lonnie, he don't sound like nobody ever heard. But when you take that and you take it in, does he rap like somebody you ever heard? What he rapping about sound like something you heard before. Got to.
Hell yeah.
I mean, everybody sound like somebody you heard before. Because,
no, not Lil Yachty.
Yes, he do.
No, who he sound like?
He sounds, Lil Yachty sounds like,
I was in a bed buying bin for my mama. Who the hell says this? Like,
what's that nigga name from?
Come on, nobody
from
says
LA,
this.
Lil B.
Nah, not, you can kind of say, but not, but
no,
I'm talking
no,
about,
nobody
sounds
what's
like. What's that nigga name from, they're saying they golf shit, they back.
Travis Scott.
No, the nigga from Los Angeles, Tyler the Creator, he sounds kind of like him to me. But Tyler Creator, yeah, he be saying little crazy shit like that. Like everybody style. Everybody style is created from everybody. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't from the start of Big Daddy Kane and all them niggas in the 80s, then the 90s rap wouldn't have been that. Then 2000 was built off
Lil
the 90s
Uzi,
rap. Everything's built off
fuck.
Everything, and it depends on what everybody.
No, I did his original.
Lil Uzi exactly. Say he don't fuck with the old school rap. He say his music better than Tupac and Big shit.
He
them
said
niggas
Drake
just be
was
talking though. Like niggas like that just be talking. Like they just saying it because they know it's gonna get publicity.
I don't
and shit.
Think so. I think
he
Lil Uzi Vert think his music is better than like.
But if you think about it, what you grew up on, Lil Wayne.
Nah, I ain't gonna say I grew up on Lil Wayne. Like that's what I listened to in high school. Like I've been listening to music since I was a little.
Okay,
little
well, forget music. What you define music as?
I don't.
Lil Wayne, Jay Z. That's like, what you define.
I don't even just. I like new shit. I look at Lil Yachty and them as music. I like music is music.
That's what I'm trying to say. They are music. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
music is music.
Even though they,
but it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about somebody that's lyrical. Or whatever, or
we still ain't got to the bottom of that. I don't know.
I just explained it. It's about your wordplay. Yeah. It's about, you know what I'm saying, if you have some, if you're talking about something, that's what lyrical is. Or if you can rap, you can rap. Like Lil Yachty got bars. I don't think, like, it just depends on what you like as a person. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's why I said that. That's why I feel like nobody's better than nobody. Like I've been said that. Like I always said that. But
I have my own.
Jay-Z better than some goddamn.
Jay-Z way better than a lot of.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people say Jay-Z is better than everybody, but I have my own distinct.
Not everybody.
Like,
I think Big Crip.
Fiscally, he's better than
I feel
everybody.
Like Nas, I feel like I like Nas better than Jay-Z.
I like Big Crip.
I put like I don't have a distinct like list of who's the best rapper, but like my favorite rapper would be probably like one would be Nas, two would be Biggie. Three would be Jay-Z. Four would be either Jadakiss or AZ. And then five would be either
that's
Jadakiss
crazy.
Or AZ.
Where would me and
like,
Josh
I love North niggas. Like, that's crazy.
Because that's what was lyrical to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas just was on another level, bro.
I mean, where would me and Josh come in at?
What you talking about? I ain't no rapper.
Talking about rapping. Y'all would be probably 100 million thousand covers. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, you're not
really. I ain't never heard y'all rap before. Y'all probably can speak.
You ready?
I ain't never heard
don't
y'all
do it, bro. We ain't got that kind of time.
Don't speak, bro.
He got a Sox hat on his
back. But yeah, man, rap is a. Man, we can talk
Did
about
it. Did we say RIP Tommy, bro?
I was just about to say this shit.
Who is Tommy?
God damn.
What y'all talking about? Somebody.
Martin Lawrence.
How about
Tommy.
Weed you smoke?
He died.
Come on, Coach.
Hey, bro. Hey, my mind be on hold.
He passed away, bro.
He passed away yesterday.
See, my auntie just passed away, so I ain't even worried about what he was about.
He
ain't
stunting, motherfucker.
R.I.P. Tommy. R.I.P. Tommy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
I just came from a funeral today.
Tommy passed away, bro.
Damn, they fucked up, man. Maybe he got a job and hit him right now. You know what I'm saying?
They said it was work related.
See, that's in poor taste at this moment,
hey,
man.
You crazy, man. R.I.P. Tommy, man. That was that nigga, man. For real.
Hey, he would like me to say that joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me no what I'm.
But like, it really got me thinking, though. You know what I'm saying? Of like the greatest comedy side niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like Tommy. You know, he was in Harlem Nights. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying this for, like,
he was
who?
In a couple things. What else he was in?
Shout out Tommy, bro.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Thomas McCall Ford. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Shout
like,
out Tommy, bro.
You know, you everybody, and then it probably people in real life, you know what I'm saying? They, like, he played their role as
yeah,
a homeboy.
Yeah, you
got to
play a role, bro.
Yeah.
That's
you know
what makes
saying?
It great. If Tommy won there, then who would have played that
Thank
role
you.
So, like, everybody.
Marv with Cole, that would have been.
And that's what niggas got to look like. That's what niggas got to look like with what you doing. Like, you got to look at that, like, what you doing in your life. Like, you trying to get your business popping. Who playing their position? Everybody can't be the chief. You got to be some Indians, you feel me?
Somebody got
to
be real.
And niggas can't. And niggas can't
Tommy
be in
had money though. He was
I ain't
fly.
Talking, I ain't talking about that.
Tommy
saying,
was yeah. always fly.
Hey.
Always wearing suits.
So what he
shit.
Do?
What you mean what he do?
What did he do? What was his job?
I seen
Tommy?
Him on Twitter.
He's an actor, man.
I'm talking about what did he do though?
On Martin.
Man,
yeah.
What was his job?
Oh,
his
job. Hey, what was his job? On Twitter, I saw that he worked for the Boys and Girls Club. Like, niggas just been floating that around. Like,
nah, niggas was just like, niggas, I seen one, he was like, man, he died, said we're work related.
Yeah.
And I was like, I teach my girl, I was like, hey, man, is there something in the Bible that say you can't laugh about dead people? You know what I'm saying? Because it was the funniest shit I ever heard. You know what
I mean,
saying?
But like, I think everything, you know what I'm saying?
You religious, Corey.
Man,
I think everything, you know what I'm saying, could be
man,
done.
Man, I believe in God, but to be honest with you, man, I don't rock with that church stuff, man, like talking about it, because I feel like people be hypocrites and stuff, and most people that go to church and stuff like that,
yeah,
man, they just be talking, man. People just be talking. I feel like as long as you doing right, you know what I'm saying, what you know is right. And not harming nobody else and all this shit there. then I believe you good. And you try to help as most people as possible, I believe you good. But as far as going to church,
yeah.
I go here now and then. My mama want me to take her to church. So like, but me personally, I don't feel like I got to. I ain't really with that church.
Hey, Josh, man, we got a bad bitch week coming up, bro.
The bad bitch of the week? Hell yeah, we got that big, man. It's two of them.
Who a bad bitch of the week?
He killing it right
now. It's two of them, man. I was going to shout this out the last time we had the show, but you know, Willie D, long-winded
ass. Shout out Willie D, bro.
Hell yeah. I want my shirt, man. Red and ain't fuck with me. You ain't a red nigga. But anyway, the bad bitch of the week, like I say, is twins. They are internet sensations. They are models / Instagram models / Twitter model. I don't think they build the bitches though. You know what a build a bitch is? Like, she bought her ass, she bought her titties, she bought her teeth.
I like that.
Corey Griffin
right
a bit of bitch.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I had a bitch was so bad. You know what I'm saying? You would have thought that she
would build a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag build a bitch. But I think these hoes natural. But I ain't trying to call them no hoes. But before we go,
shit, I am. The one that is
the bad, yeah, worth the Google.
Shout out to the real women
worth
out there.
Google.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
the worth the Google this week.
Shout out to the hoes too. And the bitches
pull out your IGs and look up the Double Dose Twins. Like double if y'all, dose? If yeah, they call the Double Dose Twins. If y'all ain't seen these, like y'all sleep.
They
like,
bad man.
Pull out your phone. These
can
people
you
don't
Google the Double Dose Twins, my nigga?
Oh, my shit about to die.
Fuck.
I feel you. Fuck that.
I'll check them out tonight, though. Pull up on yours, man.
Hell yeah.
You got them, girl. You following the show. You know what
I'm talking the most shit.
They see the Double Dose Twins, man.
But hell yeah, bro. Well, we can reach that, man. Drop them IG names.
Man, Coman C01 is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Coman, C-O-M-A-N 601. You know what I'm saying? That's where you find me, man.
Just on Instagram?
Damn, shout out to Double Dose Twins.
You want Snapchat?
I'd love to give y'all a Double Dose.
You want Snapchat?
Yeah, I'm on Snapchat, too. What's my Snapchat name? Oh, Fresh is in the Silk, man. F-R-E-S-H-E-S-T-N. Silk.
Now, before you go, are you going to be fresh or Adam going to be fresh before we go?
Huh?
Are you going to be fresh or your Adam going to be fresh?
What?
Are you going to be fresh or your album going to be fresh? Man. Who going to be fresher? You or your album?
Man, I'm looking at these Double Dose Twins. Man. What they do? So they models, bro?
Yes.
We out here to hear, bro. It's your boy,
Jay
Red.
They got some Double Dose D. They got some Double D. But, man, my album, man, No More Distractions. It's on the way, man. Y'all need to be on the lookout for that, man. It's going to be some shit you never heard before, man. I got my own song.
Yo, Corey, man, I appreciate you stopping through this motherfucker, man.
Man, for sure, man. Be on the lookout for Flies in the City Volume 2, too. There's going to be a mixtape of instrumentals after that.
We need you back on here before that.
For sure, man. I'm going to come back and fuck with y'all, boy, man.
Appreciate y'all. So we're going to blow it down next time.
Nah, I ain't gonna blow nothing, but
you on some smoke?
Yeah, drive them trucks.
Yeah.
This nigga was focused today.
At least we gonna keep that on the record.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
But y'all heard it here first, man. Cold Man preaching something too. It's your boy Jay Red all day,
and this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yeah.
Check.